The Tragedy of King Richard II by William Shakespeare. With Samuel West as Richard, Damian Lewis as Henry Bolingbroke, and Joss Ackland as John of Gaunt. Introduced by Richard Eyre.
How do we measure the worth of a ruler? By the justice of their claim to power, or by the quality of their actions at the helm of state? King Richard II has wasted public funds and is under the influence of self-serving flatterers. He's arranged the murder of his uncle, Thomas of Woodstock, but he is the rightful king anointed by God. In the central scene of Shakespeare's play, the language of a coronation ceremony is inverted, and the king is formally removed from his throne. Deposition was a matter so sensitive that this scene was censored out of the early printed editions of the play. It was so resonant that the Earl of Essex and his fellow conspirators commissioned Shakespeare's company to put on a special performance of Richard II on the eve of their attempted coup against Queen Elizabeth. But Shakespeare was ultimately more interested in the human story than the political one. A monarch is two persons in one, hence the royal we, both an individual and the living embodiment of the crown itself. What is left for the private self when the public persona is lost? After the deposition, Richard shatters a mirror, and symbolically, he becomes one person instead of two. In prison, in soliloquy, he strains to hold on to any identity at all. He is the most inward-looking.